The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes their friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies from the 80s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
The movie that forever changed the cinematic landscape and redefined what a small-budget filmmaker could do with just some grit, some determination, a little heart, and oh my god, that kid's head just got destroyed by that car!
The movie that tackled the very real and terrifying problem of pollution, toxic waste, and what the human footprint can... Oh my god, that guy killed a dog with a fucking shotgun!
The movie that redefined what a leading man was and what we really need in America out of our masculine main character and holy shit, tits.
Oh, there's more tits.
Hey, it's more tits.
There is a lot of tits in this movie.
This is Toxic Avenger on Blockbuster Nostalgia.
Like a lot of tits.
Happy Earth Day. Hey, blockheads, and welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia, the movie podcast countdown the biggest hit movies of the 1980s, one by one. I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francis Grandin.
And today we're coming to you live from Tromaville, USA.
It's just New Jersey.
It's just New Jersey.
Yeah.
And we're not there.
There's our special Earth Day episode.
That's right. We're celebrating Earth Day, the holiday where we all think about how... Hey, we fucking up bad, huh?
Yeah, I feel like with all this, this the elephant in the room, with all this pandemic stuff.
That's true.
Everybody's kind of forgetting about the environment and toxic waste and all that stuff.
For good reason, but...
Yeah, I guess.
I guess it'll seem silly when a few people die now, but then in, 10 years when the sun burns out or whatever environmentalists say is going to happen and we all die? I'm pretty sure that's what happens, right? Toxic waste makes the sun burn out and turns it into like a red sun or something?
We talked about this...
That Superman's a communist?
Yes. No, yeah. We talked about this before. We talked about the piranhas and quicksand.
Quicksand, sure.
When I was a kid, these are things that I thought that I was going to for sure deal with when I was an adult.
Right. Well, in the 80s,
the
things that we knew for sure... was piranhas were in every river.
Yeah, yeah.
Quicksand was in every place the sand
Everywhere there was sand,
there was
just
quicksand.
Sink in there. Yeah.
And also, obviously, like, urban crime was going to destroy the country.
Yes, the Mohawks.
The football pads.
Exactly, yeah they were going to destroy. But also, toxic waste. I really thought toxic rain was going to be a real thing that I was going to deal with, like, yearly.
It'd be like, oh shit, rain, run.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was going to be like, it's raining now. We have to go inside because it's toxic and it's burning all our clothes off and stuff like that. Yeah. Turns out, not exactly what happened.
And not even in the sexy way like you like.
Yeah. Not like sexy burning clothes off. No. Yeah, I really thought toxic waste I was going to deal with all the time. I thought there were like barrels of green shit everywhere. And this movie capitalizes on that. This is 1984.
Mm-hmm.
This movie cost $500,000 to make.
Less than, yeah.
A little bit less than $500,000.
Pretty amazing considering, actually... Pretty good
solid stunts.
Pretty good stunts. Pretty good car crashes.
It's like 2 hours long.
Yeah.
Go back and watch it and be impressed by the level of fucking fights and stunts that happen in this.
That's true. I mean, this is obviously a famous So Bad It's Good movie, was Troma's calling card, of course, was like, we're going to have tits. We're going to have some people's heads getting blown up or smashed or something.
Heads getting smushed.
Yeah.
There's a lot of smushing. This movie also spawns like a weird... toxic post-apocalyptic wave in the 80s.
That's true.
And I probably talked about a good amount of them. It was like Street Trash and Dark Backwards. If you've never seen Dark Backwards, watch that with Judd Nelson and fucking so many cool people in it. Bill Paxton is in it and Wayne Newton is in it.
Nice.
But anyway, watch that. Also, again, like I said, Street Trash. There's also...
well, there was like the Garbage Pail Kids are kind of part of that.
Yeah,
this had a cartoon, obviously. Then there was also, I mean, Ninja Turtles, sort of. It's all about mutants. This is also part of that interesting wave of, like, 80s, early 90s superhero stuff that wasn't DC or Marvel.
Yeah.
It wasn't big budget. It was just either, like, hey, what comic came out in the 40s that we can somehow make?
Yeah.
Or it was just weird, like, Sam Raimi being like, I like comic books. What about a dude that, Liam Neeson dies and comes back with a cool hat? and a cape.
The Arkman?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny because I almost feel like DC and Marvel were like, nah, no movies.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It hasn't really worked out for us.
Movies, and they were like, all right, well, we're going to make a Darkman. We're going to make a Toxic Avenger, and then they're big hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. This movie actually was a pretty fucking big hit. It creates trauma, pretty much puts it on the map, and trauma has spawned some really, really awesome people.
That's true. I mean, James Gunn
is the biggest one.
Probably the biggest one. He's obviously Guardians of the Galaxy.
And Sean Gunn, and his brother.
Yeah, Sean Gunn, of course. Yeah. He's just a delight in everything.
But Sam Jackson's in it. Actually, Marissa Tomei's in this one.
I know. Freaking Marissa Tomei.
Yeah, Marissa Tomei shows up in this one. I did not think it was Marissa Tomei. I thought it was the guy girl from the end of Sleepaway Camp. I was wrong. It was Marissa Tomei.
You were very wrong.
Pre-oral surgery Marissa Tomei, I'm going to say. But also, like, apparently, like, Kevin Costner. Like, there was a bunch of other people that just showed up. Because here's the thing about trauma, and here's the thing about Lloyd Kaufman. Lloyd Kaufman just wanted to make movies. And mm-hmm. he just wanted to make movies where you saw tits.
he's really an American hero.
He really, and then he was also like, all right, so I really like Bugs Bunny. So what if we had Bugs Bunny with tits and head smashing and toxic waste?
That sounds pretty just great. Just crazy. Actually.
Yeah, that's
I mean, this
exactly
movie's also pretty great.
It is.
But also, yeah. If we could just make Bugs Bunny, but with tits and head smashing.
And that's exactly what he did. Yeah. And that's exactly what he did. And so still to this day, if you just want to be in a movie, you could just show up to Trauma and then just be like, hey, can I be in a movie? And if you're a chick, he'll be like, hey, will you show some tits? And if you're like, yeah, then he's like, yeah, get in there.
Yeah, get in there.
And if no, he'll be like, yeah, get in the background, whatever.
Yeah.
That you could just show up.
I love every scene in this movie has just people doing weird shit in the background.
Yeah.
For no reason. It's just like people dancing or walking around or having arguments or that are clearly not real arguments.
Yeah, super reacting to shit.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, he got a lot of people for that dude on fire scene on the street.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the this movie.
All right, so the plot of this movie, right? Let's walk through it step by step as we like to do.
Exactly.
This movie takes place, as I said, in Tromaville.
Tromaville is in Jersey, where all of New York's toxic waste goes.
Right. It is the toxic waste capital of the world, proudly displayed on the sign as you're entering the city.
Yeah.
This is also...
What else is New Jersey known for?
Right. Well, that's true.
The boss.
I mean, I guess, yeah, the boss and also gangsters.
Yeah, right. I think...
Copland style. They all go there to, like, be cool.
Yeah, right. Jon Stewart?
Yeah.
From Jersey?
I think so. I think Jon Stewart is from Jersey as well.
I think we get one Jon Stewart back then.
Yeah. But at the time, it was basically known for toxic waste. And
apparently.
There's all the jokes about how it smells terrible and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, Tromaville also, I like, in that they're already establishing a shared universe. They're already establishing a Castle Rock-like Stephen King, aka, like, you know, Stan Lee, Spider-Man meeting the Fantastic Four kind of situation here, right?
Right.
So, that's cool. First of all, it's 1984. They're already extended universe.
Yeah, they're already, like, before extended universe.
Very cool. Toxic Capital of the World. Now, I had not seen this movie in probably 25 years.
Right.
And I was like, oh yeah, Toxic Avenger. I remember, you know, the mop, and I remember him
killing
people, and the cartoon and stuff like that.
The Toxic Crusaders.
Yeah. And I was like, and I bet, like, I kind of remembered him being a mutant and all that stuff. So I was like, oh, well, he's probably fighting, like, pollution people, right? Like,
well, like
it's like a Captain Planet thing, right? Like,
cool.
He's fighting people that are, like, dumping toxic waste. Nah.
Nope.
Nah, that has nothing to do with it.
He has nothing
to fucking do with that shit.
If anything, he's for toxic waste because it gives him superpowers.
That's right. Like, this this has this one thing at the beginning that's like, humanity has grown and with it has come pollution. Anyways, that's never mind all that. Let's see some head smash.
Yeah. And then, who is the bad guy in this? The mayor.
The mayor and two douchebags that like to, like, make fun of nerds and run people. Well, this is also funny.
These douchebags are bad guys.
They're great.
They're fucking great.
They're really great. But I love that we find out that they are murderers, like mass murderers, serial killers.
It's Bosso and Slug.
Yes. But what they really did wrong wasn't, you know, running people over and killing little kids on bikes.
Yeah.
It was making fun of the nerdy janitor. Yeah.
They have a badass fucking car.
They do. Chevy Camaro.
A Chevy Camaro. 1970. That they ride around, and then they run over people, and they get points from it. So they run over a little kid in the fucking helmet, and it's beautifully set up. by a lady putting a helmet on a little kid.
You be careful out there.
Goodbye. And he's like super nerdy. Oh my God. It's so fucking perfect.
It's very good.
And then they run him over. He doesn't die. So they back over his head, which explodes.
Oh, it's a really good stunt.
It's a melon full of fucking Carol syrup.
Yep.
It's fucking perfect. Great.
So can we talk about the gym life though?
Yeah. So before they're this, also they're gym people. Dudes. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. They're gym dudes. They're gym ladies. Dudes. Which gym ladies back then meant bikinis with those high waists.
Neon
tights.
Yeah.
Extremely gay people in Speedos.
Yeah, there was a lot of homophobic shit. Yeah.
There's some weird stuff in there.
There was a lot of gay people where there was, the whole joke is just that they're gay.
There's a, yeah, funny well, that's very true.
Two gays together. Yep. Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff that's just people in the background that, I don't know if they've ever been to a gym or if they just are completely unaware of what exercise is, but they're just kind of like
just jazzercising. Shit. Moving
they're
shit.
Just moving. They're just like walking in place. And
there's a very funny Looney Tunes joke where he's like, guys got to do what I do. And then a slug puts a snake in the dude's back. And
that's
then
right.
He starts like freaking out. And then everybody starts doing that same thing.
Yeah.
It's a classic joke. It's an old school classic joke.
It's a classic joke.
It is.
There's lots of just people making out in spas and stuff. And smoking and drinking.
There's like this 500-pound naked dude that's constantly getting massaged there.
Yep. But he has three secretaries and they're all sexy ladies.
Of course. They're 90. They're 80 sexy.
They're 80 sexy, yes, of
which
course.
Which is
I know you're sexy-ish. Not a big fan. You're not a big fan, yeah. The tan lines.
The broad shoulders, the tan lines, the small hips. It's weird.
Oh, both all three of the main girls in this pretty hot.
Yeah,
pretty hot.
All right.
Yeah, not like, you know, not tens.
But they do smoke a lot, which and it's kind of a joke in it, and I think it's fucking great.
But it's also a real thing because fucking Larry Bird was doing that between like games in the NBA finals at the time.
Go back and watch Larry Bird.
He's like smoking on the sideline,
like
or
the
like
halftime.
In that,
he's fucking halftime. Smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, it's fucking insane.
Yeah, come on, man. Imagine if Larry Bird would have just been a health freak. What a fucking different.
I know he would have been insane.
He was already a great fucking player. He's already one of the greatest players we had.
Yeah.
If he wouldn't have been smoking,
if he
would have
just been drinking every summer, it's like, it's summertime. I guess I'm going to drink a six pack every day and hang out on the porch.
It's hot outside. All right, we got a quarter. I'm gonna smoke a cig. I'm gonna get a cig while we're doing this.
While we're waiting. All right, you got some. Oh, he's gonna play the next 2 minutes. All right, let me get a cig.
Let me get a cig on this. Yeah, it's ridiculous. But they're doing that a lot of that. They're passing the cigarette back and forth. And making out a lot, like you said.
Yeah.
Fucking whatever
they can. There's the fat lady just eating in the gym, which is a very, very funny but terrible joke about how this fat lady just can't stop eating because she's a fat lady.
The funny joke in the 80s was fat people can't control themselves.
Yeah, and we watched a deleted scene with that same fat lady. What do you think she was doing?
Farting. Because fat lady. Fat ladies.
Yeah.
Fat ladies fart. Fat ladies eat too many sandwiches.
Yep. I also, man, this movie has some of the great examples of people being like, oh, you're going to be in a movie? I better act.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of looking straight at the camera.
There's a lot of looking straight at the camera. There's a lot of just the most, fifth grader level acting.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I love it.
It's kind of the point, right? Oh, yeah. So Melvin is a super nerdy janitor dude that Slug is really, really upset about.
For no reason.
Because he's very upset about everything.
Yes, he is an insane person.
He's very, very upset about Slug being a dude. And then so they come up with this plan where he's going to get his chick to pretend to want to fuck him.
Right.
And then he's going to show up at
night. This happens a ways into the movie.
Yeah. This is like 35, 40 minutes in. And then he shows up to make out with her in the darkness because that's what she's into.
Yes.
She does show him her tits, which is nice.
Yes. We get right away. First of all, we get the brunette's tits pretty early on. And then we get, the blonde's chick.
And I got to tell you, if you like tan lines.
Oh, yeah. if you want some tan lines.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Are there fucking tan lines? It's all tan lines. I don't think those were real. I think those were just tan lines.
Maybe.
The shades were like eight different shades of color.
I just think that was the way, dude.
Nipple area to outside of nipple area.
That was just the way back then.
It went from like goth white to melanoma. Yep.
That's right. Well, that's what you did at the Jersey Shore, man.
Yeah, that's what you did.
You just went out on a bikini. You got an incredible sunburn even though you were a very pale, like, Nordic white girl with blonde hair.
You just fucking sat there till you were orange.
That's right.
So then he shows up as a janitor, and he's like, cool, we get to make out.
And he is a nerd.
And she tells him, like, I want you to put on this tutu.
Right.
And he's like, that's for sissies.
Yep.
And I was like, we're nerds. Even nerds were like, nerds not were like,
fuck the gay people.
Yeah.
Fucking no, but 80s, this man. Guy... This guy, he is to Sheldon from The Big Bang.
Melvin Fred, yeah.
Like, it's exponential.
Also, he's like 48 years old.
He is like 48 years old.
He does not look like a fucking teenager.
And he is the most awkward, nerdy person that you can ever imagine.
Yeah. They put him in a tutu. He gets in there, and then it's in the dark, and she's like, let's make out. And then they turn the lights. Ah, he's making out with a sheep. An actual sheep. He didn't know the sheep. Difference.
He could not. He didn't know.
Because he's never kissed a girl before.
Nope.
No.
And I, you know, when I was a kid and I kissed my first sheep, I mean girl,
yep.
I didn't know the difference.
That makes sense. Yeah, exactly. It's just wet lips.
Yep.
And fur. You don't know what,
that's
right. You know what stuff feels like.
You're just kissing stuff.
Yeah, you're like your
sheep,
sight.
Girls, plants. Everyone knows the most erogenous zone is the brain.
His brain,
so
exactly.
If you think you're kissing a hot really blonde chick. Yeah. Exactly.
So anyway, 48 people are there to
that's
watch
true.
Him do that.
While this is happening, by the way, a couple of truck drivers coming by.
Yeah.
A couple of truck drivers.
Doing what I think everybody in the 80s, all truck drivers in the 80s were doing, which is hauling toxic waste.
That's right.
And doing a whole bunch of cocaine.
Just asinine level of cocaine.
Yeah.
They pull out bags. They're like the 5-gallon Ziploc bags that you put like an entire roast in.
It was just two flour bags. It was like two bags of flour.
Two 5-pound bags of flour that you would get at the grocery store that they shove their entire faces into.
Yep. And then they keep doing that and they park in front of the gym.
That's
coincidentally.
Right.
And do all the cocaine, because if you're driving around toxic waste, open toxic waste.
That's true. No lids.
No, you just go.
No tie downs. Also,
I'm telling you, man,
those crates are just, they're on that flatbed.
When I was a kid, I thought that was a real thing.
That's how Matt Murdock got Daredevil powers. That's how the Ninja Turtles got Ninja Turtle powers.
Exactly, they ooze.
Yeah.
Everything back then, it was like glowing green toxic waste. That's how you got fucking powers.
That's true.
Or it was just everywhere.
It was everywhere.
It probably still is everywhere.
Probably. But now they bury it.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just bury it to where all of our food and water will be destroyed in the next 20 years.
Just send it in space. Come on.
The
aliens can take that shit. Anyway, Melvin freaks out, runs
fire it
out,
into the sun.
Jumps. Yeah.
Isn't that a Futurama plot?
It is.
Yeah, I think so.
He jumps out of the window in a really good stunt. Lands
right,
in
so
the back
he
of
gets
truck
so embarrassed, and the entire gym is making fun of him. Even the fat lady and the gays.
Yeah, even the gays. And if you see the gays in this movie,
they are pretty ridiculous.
They are fucking crazy ridiculous.
They're ridiculous.
Oh my God. Yeah. But so he jumps in, he lands in one of the toxic containers.
Face first.
He comes out. He's melting. A cop touches him. His hands catch on
another
fire.
Another awesome stunt.
Which is an awesome stunt.
Yeah.
He runs away, catches on fire, and for some reason, there's 14,000 people in the street watching.
That's right.
It is. It's like there was a parade that was happening, and I really, really hope that Lloyd Kaufman, who writes and directs and produces all these movies, put out an ad where there was like, live stunt man on fire.
Yep.
And then there's like, show up, we're going to have food trucks, we're going to have beer.
I feel like, yeah.
Yeah, because there's like 40,000 people in this motherfucker. And it's just one guy on fire running. Very impressive.
It's pretty great.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen any of the other Truman movies, but there's other live stunts like that they've done. And they're usually just small dick dudes or big fake tit ladies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, it's the cheapest effect, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just running around. In
wasn't that Roger park. Corman, right? The best effect is the cheapest effect, which is tits.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Don't talk about Roger Corman. He's the best.
I mean, I'm paraphrasing. I'm not making fun of him. I'm paraphrasing a very smart thing he said.
So anyway, after that, he becomes a toxic event. He becomes a mutant hero.
He does. He becomes a mutant hero. Is he the first mutant hero?
Yeah, of course he's a first mutant hero. Well, this is 84.
I mean, the X-Men technically came out in the 60s, and they were mutants.
They were mutants.
They're also very good looking.
Yeah, you're right. And they're like genetic mutants.
I mean, I guess
not
except
like
for
toxic mutants.
Except for Hank. Hank's kind of an uggo.
Stupid. It's the worst.
I mean, you get the furry crowd later, right? Yeah, once he goes full hey, blue.
Eventually you get an animalistic thing.
And everyone's going, like, hey.
Yeah.
And by everyone, I mean furries.
Furry, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, Hank was not good.
No, he's kind of... But Jean? But there was Cyclops?
They were all very attractive mutants. And they were just... The mutant was just a word. This guy's an actual mutant. But this is 84. This is in the wave. The 80s had a wave of crazy post-apocalyptic, crazy mutant people.
That's true.
This is the same year as the Chud.
No, yeah.
Which is a cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers. It's the same thing. It's toxic waste being dumped in the sewers that turns homeless people into monsters.
And this is right around the time that Ninja Turtles comic starts.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's still like mutants. It's still like green ooze that turns you into something else.
Into some crazy creature thing. Oh, yeah. And The Fly, David Cronenberg. It's not toxic.
No, it's not, but it's still that
very
same,
mutant,
like,
weird,
gross,
yeah.
Fleshy. Yeah. No, it's like slime. It's like the slime ball 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a lot of slime ball 80s. There's a lot. I mean, I always talk about how Hell Comes to Frog Town.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Roddy Piper fights frog people.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. But it's the 80s had this weird post-apocalyptic feel to it where we all worried.
Yeah, well, we all thought it was going to be the end of the world. It was like nuclear warfare, pollution, mm-hmm. urban crime. One of them was going to get us.
Yeah, turns out.
It's a plague.
It's a COVID. The COVID gets us. But anyway, so he starts. First of all, he saves a cop from a couple of cigar face.
He saves an Irish cop that is either going too hard into Irish or not hard enough.
He's a caricature of a cop.
He's a little bit of a caricature, but not quite enough. I wanted him to really just be like, oh, shiver me timber.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. Lordy.
What's all this now?
How do you all
I want him to be Mrs. Doubtfire.
Today.
If they had cast Robin Williams to be Mrs. Doubtfire as this cop, that would have been perfect.
Great.
Yeah.
He's just an Irish cop, and then Cigar Face and his transsexual
dude and the tall
skirts,
dude. Yeah, it's a interesting...
And
interesting
the other
gang.
Dude. Exactly. They start beating up the cop, which I thought was really funny. He's like, you know what they call me, Cigar Face? And he puts a cigar in his face.
Right.
And then they take turns punching him in the stomach.
That's true.
Which is always really
it's
funny.
It's very
to
good.
Me.
Yeah.
It's funny to me to push a guy around and punch him in the stomach continuously. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It's funny, but it's funny. But then Toxic Avenger shows up, defeats them, and then.
Not just defeats them. He murders.
He murders them.
First of all, he does some very funny stunts where he's, you know, doing the, like, boxing trick with the speed bag, but with the dude's face.
Yeah, with the dude's face.
And then he does the same thing with the dude's dick, which is even funnier, obviously, because, you know, penis.
Because penises and stuff.
But then he destroys a couple of their faces.
Yeah.
And, like, smashes their brains in.
And then...
Then puts a mop on them.
Yeah, and then, he gets a mop on him, and then he goes to the cop, and he's going to help him up. And then we get the worst voiceover. It's just a guy in a bathroom doing the voiceover.
That's right. And the whole time, you have the...
So you're still hearing...
That's very clearly, one, not coming from the same mouth at the same time.
No.
Also, not the same person.
No. It's just no. It's at the same time that it's just like all the breathing stuff. It's still like
it's all like the Frankenstein monster that I assume they originally wanted him to just be
a voiceless monster, right? So it's a lot of noises like rah, rah. And over that, it's just a very very clear voice of a guy being like,
"Hello,
hey, officer,
I'm okay to hear. I'm here to help you.
Yeah, I'm here to help." And he's not even doing like a voice. He's just like, "I'm here to help you."
That's true.
Look at me. I'm a guy. I'm just helping you out.
I'm just helping you out, citizen.
It's so fucking hilarious. Yeah. It's just a guy recording shit in the bathroom. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
Then we go to the Mexican place. We gotta talk about Mexican.
I love
this. This is my favorite scene.
This is a very good scene. Is that?
That is Michael J. White.
That's Michael J. White.
And I put on Toxic Avenger Part 2 in it, and Michael J. White is 100% in it.
Fucking Michael J. White. Also Troma Guy.
Troma Guy, yeah. Also, fuck
Spawn
you, Google,
himself.
For not putting him up in the fucking foreground.
That's cool. Anyways. The Mexican place.
It's called the Mexican place.
It is called the Mexican place. There is a party happening at this place, first of all. The parking lot for this Mexican place is the most raging
happening.
80s... just coke-filled girls in bikini party.
Well, we talked about how funny that name is, but also if it's in New Jersey, Mexican place.
Yeah.
You probably get away with that.
And also in New Jersey, the Mexican place, no Mexicans.
No Mexicans.
No Mexicans at all.
Also, they have samurai swords up in the wall.
And a fucking Viking axe.
And Viking axe. Yeah, yeah. For sure. Why not?
Yeah.
It's like... We're talking about it's like Del Taco.
Yeah. Oh. So like, you're fluent in Spanish.
Yeah.
Can you translate that for me?
Yeah. Del Taco means of the taco. What the fuck is that? Like, that's like, why is that a restaurant? Like, why is that a food place?
Yeah.
Even Taco Bell, I get it. It's a taco. It's a bell. Like, you get two words that make sense. Del Taco makes no sense.
Although, why a Taco Bell? Are they saying like they ring the bell to tell you tacos are ready? I guess.
Is that the thing they do in New Jersey? Like in the East Coast? Oh, man. Anyway,
I'm confused by all of those things.
These guys show up.
At least Del Taco had French fries.
Oh, burgers, which is weird. Also, very offensive.
They do have burgers. Yeah, that's weird. Why do they have burgers?
It's offensive.
Fries are good. Good choice, though. Everyone loves fries.
Yeah, well, you can put fries in burritos and shit.
Yeah, fuck yeah, you can.
Yeah, fuck yeah, you can. Anyway, this restaurant, the coolest fucking, the best bad guy up to this point in cinematic history. It's like 1984.
Uh-huh.
And it's a guy with half of his paint.
So this is 1984. So we've already had Darth Vader.
Yeah.
We've already had like The Godfather, Citizen Kane, Lawrence of Arabia. You know, we've had Chinatown. We've had The Wicked Witch of the West or fuck.
This
Gone
guy
with the Wind.
Half of his fucking face
Hitler
painted.
In many, many movies.
First thing he does is point a shotgun at a little boy's face.
The guy with the half of face painted, this motherfucker...
He was going for broke.
This guy was putting in work.
Yeah, this guy was like legit going for broke.
I love this guy.
Yeah.
This guy, I talked about it during the podcast... But this guy totally thought and probably deserved to be the Joker in the Burton Batman.
He was like, I'm going
to
get in on
I'm
this,
gonna get
new,
on
Batman
this new Batman movie that's Joker. Happening. Yeah,
this is a Heath Ledger level of Joker.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He first things first, points a shotgun at a little
boy's
face.
And then when a dude tries to step in, blows that dude away.
Blows a Matthew Broderick style guy.
Yes, very Matthew Broderick style guy.
Away. And then also shoots a dog.
Oh, the dog.
A blind seeing dog.
Fucking, yeah, a seeing eye dog.
A seeing eye dog, yeah.
That is maybe the most brutal thing I have seen in a long time on a movie.
In a long time, right?
Yeah.
And this movie was made fucking in 1984.
It's brutal.
All right, so this is where we get introduced to Sarah, the blind girl.
Oh, my God, Sarah the blind
She's
girl.
There with the dog. He shoots a dog square in the stomach. Dog dies.
Dog
There's
dies.
A shot of the dog dead later where the dog is clearly breathing.
Well, but actually, it makes it a little more freaky
up,
to me,
right?
Because
yeah.
I was like, oh, that dog's still alive, barely.
He's still dying.
Can someone save that dog? Oh, he's suffering. Oh,
nope.
My God.
But then the Toxic Avenger shows up, and he kills them in the most hilarious of ways.
So first of all, he has a sword fight with a guy.
Yeah,
he does bits. Yeah, the first guy, I love this too, because there's a guy there that clearly spent his weekends impersonating Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
And that dude gets his arm ripped off.
Also, that guy in real life, no arm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had like a fake arm attached
to
the gun.
Are you sure?
It's in the trivia.
That doesn't sound right.
It's in the trivia. He had no real arm. And then you don't notice until they rip off that dude's arm.
Oh, that's cool, though.
Yeah, that
is. If that's true, that's super cool. So that guy gets his arm ripped off. Very badass. And then we finally find out why there's samurai swords, why there's fucking katanas on the wall.
Fight with samurai swords.
Yeah, because a guy grabs a katana and starts swinging it at him. But then, yes, he brings them into the kitchen where he kills them all in hilarious fashion.
In hilarious bits. So he's like,
oh, it's so
number
good.
One, the guy that we love.
Making a milkshake.
We're going to make a milkshake. He puts ice cream in his mouth. Milk at first.
It's like a multi-step process. He pours some milk. He scoops ice cream, not even just like puts a carton in there.
He's scooping ice cream.
Then he gets the whipped cream. He's going all the way.
Yep. Then he gets chocolate sauce.
Then a cherry on top.
Yep.
And then pulls the thing down into his mouth and
kills him that way.
Yeah.
Which is fucking great.
That may be the best death in the movie.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
So good.
It's so fucking good.
Fries the hands up.
Ties him to the fryer or bends all the metal stuff to the fryer. Fries his hands up. And then he checks the oven first.
Okay, so there's a pizza oven on this
in this taco place.
In
this the Mexican's place.
I mean, I suppose you need an oven for something.
No, you don't need an oven for anything Mexican. it's all just fucking.
I don't know, you might throw like a.
It's all just a fucking like an open pan.
I guess
that's all you need.
Might throw like a cheese crisp in there or something.
Yeah. Well, no, you do that.
You do it in the oil. Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, there's an oven there. He checks the temperature and he's like, oh, it's ready. And then he gets a guy with no arm and then puts him in there.
Oh, he said, yeah.
Yeah. Kills him that way.
He checks the temperature first.
Then in a very...
And then maybe the best part of the movie, the cops show up and they do bits.
Yeah, they're all eating tacos the whole time.
They're all eating tacos and making puns about the way people got killed.
It's very funny.
It's really very funny. Fucking good.
How's that guy? Well, I would say he's well done.
Yep. Like,
there's just a lot of hilarious puns. But he goes and he talks to the blind girl in a voice completely separated from his mouth.
From his breathing and his mouth and his just whole
from
demeanor.
A fucking bathroom, yeah. Yeah.
It sounds nothing like you would expect a like, look at his mouth in the pictures. Like, look up Toxic Avenger. If you've never seen this movie, or if it's been a while, look up a picture of the Toxic Avenger. Look at his weird mouth. And I think it's, you know, he's going to, like, have
even
a weird fucking
like
voice,
Stallone,
right? Yeah, at least he's going to be at Stallone level.
But no, he's just like, hey, guys, I'm the Toxic Avenger.
It's okay, Sarah. I'm the Toxic Avenger.
I am doing stuff to help you out. Yeah. That's all he's doing.
He's fucking Dan Castaneda in season one of The Simpsons over here.
Hey, kids.
And this...
Who wants to go out for frosty milkshake?
So, and then we get, like you said, we get introduced to Sarah the blind girl, which...
I like her because not only is she blind, but she has no idea how the world looks or feels or smells.
She is... I mean, very funny.
Yeah.
And I love the character, and...
Also, we have a part two playing right now, and she's like a stupid vixen now.
Yeah, they become...
She becomes like an
bimbo.
80s bimbo vixen, yeah.
I mean, great character, good actress. It's
funny.
Great, funny stuff. Also, incredibly offensive to blind people.
Oh my god, yeah. It's like blind people don't know what stuff is.
Like, she is so fucking
stupid.
She
moves into the fucking junkyard with him. She moves into, like, the dump with him, and she has no idea what's... And she makes him, like, a fucking, like, Drano sandwich and shit.
Oh my god.
Like, she has no idea.
So, this is the thing. Also, with the Drano sandwich, she makes him a Drano sandwich. So, the Drano that she has is, like, that powder Drano that you use.
Yeah, why would you put that in a sandwich? What do you think that was?
Yeah, what do you think? Because she says, I'm making you a peanut butter and jelly. Okay, like, I can understand if you reached into a thing that was peanut butter-esque and put it on a sandwich, but you sprinkle powder on a peanut butter and jelly? Yeah.
What are you doing?
What the fuck are you sprinkling on your peanut butter and jellies?
Yeah, she just has no idea what the world is like.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and he has to live at the dump because his grandma freaks out at him.
Is it his grandma or I thought it was mom?
It's his mom. I think
it's his mom. It's just an older lady.
It's just like a 78-year-old.
Well, again, he's 47 years old.
That's
true. He's a 47-year-old virgin just going through puberty now.
Yeah, because she has a moment when she's like, he's going through puberty.
Which I think means she thinks he's masturbating because of all the grunting.
Yeah, and also at that time, he's burning alive in a bathtub.
That's true.
It's a toxic waste. It's destroying him.
Yeah, speaking of toxic waste destroying everything that we love and know, let's talk about our sponsors.
Sponsor time. All right. These are weird, hard times. But People's Choice Video Express, you can still support People's Choice Video. You can still go to Facebook. Follow them on Facebook.
That's right. Follow People's Choice Video on Facebook. Find out when they are reopening. Tentatively, April 17th. But we'll see.
Probably more like April 30th.
Yeah. Check them out, though. Follow them. Support the peoples. Yeah. And make sure to go back once they do open. Get all your entertainment needs.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of messages, people being like, oh my god, what happened? You guys closed? And I'm like, you come back when we open them.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And of course, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Blockbuster Nostalgia, wherever podcasts are found.
Yeah.
And
like, share, subscribe.
Show some support to us here. We're going to be here all through this crazy times, bring in as much entertainment as we possibly can. Sorry we missed a little bit of time there. We had some computer fails, almost lost some episodes, but we are back now. We're going to come to you every week. Yeah, we'll get through it. It'll be fine.
Yeah. All right. Sure. let's talk about what happened. So,
we now have this mass murdering, insane mutant man that has a blind girlfriend.
I got to give it to Kaufman and them for making the bad guys so fucking hilariously bad.
They're really hilariously
bad.
They're
shooting dogs. So, they're running over kids' heads. Yeah. They're pointing guns at babies. Like, it's so fucking hilariously bad. That by the time he shows up, then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, just a little person shows up.
So, that's way into the movie. So, We got to talk about how he finally gets around to dispatching the real villains.
Yeah.
The four bullies that bullied him in high school, gym school.
Oh, the girls.
Yeah, the two girls.
First of all, he goes for the girls first, which is weird.
I guess, but they want to build up.
Yeah, but it's still weird that he goes.
It's still weird, yeah.
He burns the one girl.
But, and it's also weird that they cut the scene that we find out they survived.
Yeah, they didn't die, which is also kind of a meaningful thing.
Yeah, very much so.
So he burns.
Doc's Avenger.
Burns a girl's butt.
Doesn't kill hot chicks.
Yeah.
Then much like me, does not kill hot chicks.
Yeah, you don't.
But if you're an Uggo,
you don't kill
watch
with the
out.
Hot chicks. Burns one of their butts.
Yeah, so he picks up the brunette girl goes into the sauna to
also,
jerk it.
To jerk off to pictures of a little
of
kid,
dead people.
The kid that ran over his head,
yes.
All right. I gotta say, hardcore on this chick.
Yeah, she is a freak.
That's a fucking freak
there.
Yeah. Jerking off to dead people?
Yeah.
Like dead kids?
Dead kids.
Oof. That's a crazy amount.
Yeah.
Of freak.
Yeah.
Good for her.
I mean, her Pornhub channel is probably incredible.
No kink shaming here.
Yeah.
No kink shaming. But he shows up. He burns her butt. And then...
Yeah, he picks her up, puts her on the sauna rocks,
and we thought
just
she
holds
died.
Her there.
Yeah.
And we assume then he killed her because you don't see her again.
Exactly.
But if you watch the deleted scenes, she just has a burnt butt.
Mm-hmm.
Very hilarious.
And then the other girl, he has like a blanket on which the other guy did before. It's kind of like a Halloween
thing.
Well,
no, that's the sauna girl.
The sauna girl.
Yeah, the other girl, he just like... breaks in and
he
grabs
has scissors.
Her. Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, he's going to cut her
off. Well, and that's when we see Marissa Tomei. He's grabbing that girl in the in the women's locker room, which is where she first seduced him.
Yeah.
And then Marissa Tomei walks in, screams, and the blonde gets away.
Again, Marissa Tomei was just a fucking he-she from Sleepaway Camp.
It's surprising, yeah, because
you don't recognize her at first.
And also... you know, come on, Marissa Tomei. You get nude in like 8 movies.
And this is
a trauma film. How are you not
no
naked?
No titties in
this?
Yeah. It was kind of weird.
But so the blonde gets away temporarily, but he tracks her down in a very like classic, like Jason, Freddy, you know, style where he's just walking and she's running, you know.
Yeah.
But she runs into like a basement. He tracks her down, grabs scissors, and you're like, oh, is he going to like stab her with scissors?
Yeah, cut her down the middle or
something like that. He just evidently, again, deleted scene.
Cuts her hair.
Yeah. And so she's like shaven bald. She's fucking Charles Barkley bald with scissors?
Yeah. That's the toxic powers right there.
Did he then shower? Yeah. So this is another thing that happens is we see him peeing like toxic green pee.
He can pee like toxic waste pee.
And yet when he fucks his blind girlfriend,
yes, there is a scene where he has crazy sex with his blind girlfriend.
It's pretty right. It's pretty good.
This is a thing that we have not talked about on this podcast yet.
All of the sexy blonde
which
girlfriend.
Is blind girlfriend stuff.
Oh, she
like blind girl stuff.
She is a very strange and
for 1984
terrible character.
Yeah, I would say she for 1984 she's a 7 out of 10.
Oh no, she's hot.
Yeah,
like
she's
her.
Hot. Also blind, and then also...
I mean, even before we knew that she was going to be the girlfriend, because again, I haven't seen this movie in a long time.
Yeah, when
I was
she was
like,
just
oh,
at
when
the
she was
taco
just
place.
A, yeah, when she was just at the taco place, I was like, oh,
the Mexican
hey,
place.
Hot blonde, hot blind chick, I'm into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, he has sex with
because I'm
her.
Also a terrible human being.
We assume that his jism is toxic, but you know, he still dumps in there.
Yeah. I mean, I assume it's like Spider-Man Rain. In 20 years, she's going to die from all of the...
from melanoma.
The chemical waste that has been dumped in her vagina.
Yeah, it's like the Watchmen.
Yep.
Yeah. You're just going to get cancer from that. He has sex with her, actually, in a very loud, giant, like, pile driver sex.
Yeah.
Game,
yeah.
Which is cool.
It is cool. And like you said, she moves into his... So, earlier in the movie, as soon as he gets disgraced by his mother... He immediately goes to the dump.
Yeah, he's just,
and sets up a house.
Yeah, he's just like, here's a plate. I'm going to eat trash now.
Yep.
Like, he made the leap.
He pulls out a trash plate and
the
puts a fork on it.
Was very fucking quick.
He has no, there's no like, there's no A to B to C. He goes A to Z just immediately.
Yeah, no, he was just
like,
oh,
I guess I'm a trash person now.
This is where I belong now.
I guess I belong
the dump. Here's my plate.
Oh, it's amazing.
Here's
movie's
a trash
great.
That I eat. Here's a fork that I eat it with. It's fucking great.
This is a really great movie, guys. If you've never seen it.
And then he goes after Slug and Bozo. Also, by the way, D'Onofrio was supposed to be Bozo.
Oh, that would have been incredible.
Which would have been
I really
great.
Wish it was D'Onofrio.
Takes him out. And then out of nowhere, this is a weird thing, and this is one of those things that I really like about this movie, is that out of nowhere, he just kills an old lady.
So yeah, so and but I again, love we, it. We have to get to it because the first thing that so he takes care of the two girls, then he goes after the dudes.
Yeah,
in the car. And this part I love too because
they're gonna run over two little kids
immediately. Oh yeah, he saves the two little kids. But so the whole time they've been in this very nice 1970s Chevy Camaro.
Yeah,
and then they're like, "Hey, you want to go steal that shitty fucking 74 Toyota Corolla from that old and beat up an old lady?" Which is also very funny.
It's clearly the car that they could destroy.
Yep, it's clearly the car that they could do stunts with and destroy. Yeah. So he jumps on the Corolla, grabs the one dude, like breaks his neck or whatever, throws him out of the car. And then jumps in there. Eventually, they crash. Explosion.
They flip the motherfucker over. Actually, they catches on fire.
That's true. They also break a few other cars beforehand. And some great stunts. Yeah, some very good stunts.
And then the car like flips over a bunch of times, catches like legit catches on fire. The guy burns up in it. And then the Toxic Avenger
just, no, I'm good.
Cannot be burned.
Cannot be burned by normal fire.
No, exactly.
He's toxic.
He comes clean out of that car. Those guys are done. So then what does he do next? He finds a little person, old lady.
Yep. Like, so, and at first we were like, is this supposed to be like one of their mothers? Or,
yeah.
But yeah, she's like a...
Also, I was like, oh, it's somebody pretending to be the Toxic Avenger to give him a bad name because the mayor was already going after him.
Right. But no, it's the actual Toxic Avenger who just decided that this small person needed to be thrown into a... dryer and then dry cleaned with an iron.
It's really funny.
It's actually funny.
It's a scene that you could tell Lloyd Kaufman did not have in the original screenplay, but he's like, we have this midget.
Yes. It's like, well, how can we kill her?
This 1980s.
Yeah.
Like, how do we kill her? Oh, we also have the clothing place.
That's right.
And we haven't used the clothing place. We haven't used the dry cleaning place yet. All right. Can we put her in a dryer?
Of course we can.
And it's like, who puts her in a dryer? Well, we already shot all the other stuff. Let's have the Toxic Avenger.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. Like, the whole thing is like, he can't control himself anymore.
Well, but he can't control himself going after evil, which means this little person has done some shit.
Yeah.
This little person was like stabbing people or poisoned her husband or some shit. It's
like a 4'1" old lady.
Yes.
Yeah. So then he's like...
Little person used to be a murderer in the circus of crime.
I don't know what but he fucking puts her in the dryer, kills her. And then the newspaper is like, oh, the monster hero is not a hero anymore.
Yeah.
So then the mayor is like...
Is he a menace?
Yeah.
J. Jonah Jameson swoops in and is like, not a hero, a menace. Yeah.
And then the mayor is like, this is a chance we got to kill this guy.
And then the mayor's right-hand man, who is, of course, the chief of police... In this New Nazi Jersey guy. Town.
Yeah.
So, of course, chief of police in 1984 New Jersey, Hogan's hero's Nazi.
Yeah. He's like, Gabul. He's like doing like, the fucking SS. We will kill him. Yeah. We will kill the Jew.
I mean, the toxic one. Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
It's really over the top.
Yeah, so then they decide that this is now the time to kill him because he killed the old lady.
Right.
And then Toxie goes back to
Which
Sarah.
Is also never explained or justified in any way.
It does not pay off. There's no follow-through.
Yeah, you're just expecting because then, like, the kids that he saved...
He goes to the gym and he kills the dudes at the gym. Because the mayor is, like, selling drugs at the gym. He's selling a whole bunch of cocaine.
The guy, the one drug dealer, gets the weights dropped on his head. It's very cool.
Yeah, it's actually really
funny. It's very good.
Look that shit up. It's a very good effect. He's got no face anymore.
Yeah.
And then he, like, closes the gym down and the mayor is in there and shit. And he's, like, he's stopping crime.
Yeah, no, it's good. But the old lady stuff never explained.
No.
Never justified.
They just needed an old lady in the dryer.
They just needed an old lady in the dryer.
Legitimately, that's what they needed.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. But all of the kids of the town and all of the people that he has saved want to come to his aid. Meanwhile, the National Guard and the mayor, who likes to punctuate everything by pulling out a gun.
Yeah. He also looks at the camera like, every time he fucking says anything.
Yes, he looks at the camera constantly.
He's a terrible actor.
He's a terrible actor. So they track him down to a tent because now they're camping for some reason. I don't know why they left their nice garbage house.
Oh yeah, that's right. They were
in a nice garbage house, but now they're camping in a tiny tent.
There's a lot of the World Trade Center behind them.
Yeah,
which was interesting.
Offensive.
I'm offended by that. Yeah, exactly. Take that out. Digitally, please, Lloyd Kaufman, go back in. Take that out.
Don't do it. But yeah, so now he's camping for some reason. They all get on him.
It's because they couldn't shoot the action sequence in the fucking dump.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're just a tank. So the tank shows up.
A tank. This is when I was like, holy shit, they got a tank? Yeah. I was very impressed with the production values when a tank showed up.
Watch this movie again and be impressed by this movie, because
Seems like it's like a student film, and yet some really great stunts. They have a tank. They destroy like four cars.
They got light guys on fire.
They light dudes on fire multiple times.
And it actually sets a kind of a precedent. Like it does that thing where these weird post-apocalyptic movies make fucking money. It's this and like Road Warrior. A couple other movies where they're like, oh, these movies are fucking making money just being like in the very independent home-brewed movies.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what these fucking movies are. And so after this, you get this wave of like studios kind of hitching on.
True.
And being like, yeah, we're going to pump some money into these movies and we're going to do all this other fucking shit. And, but this movie the effects in this movie are very good.
Yes.
These are legitimate stunt guys, legitimate effects people working on a fucking film that they were shooting on real 60mm film.
Do you think... So the acting in this movie is very bad.
It is, obviously. Actually, the acting in all trauma movies is
really very bad. Yeah. Do you think that it... How much of it is intentional?
Oh, none of it. This is just what he could get. Lloyd Kaufman.
See, I guess I think that's what makes it so good.
It is. Because
at first I was like, oh, these people, like, are they trying to be bad?
No, these are just people in the 80s.
It really raises the bar.
I met Lloyd Kaufman one time here in Tucson at the Loft, and it was for Poltergeist, which is the one with the chicken restaurant and people become zombies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Poltergeist. And it's a thing. But he was talking about it. He's like, we rented out a warehouse and people just slept on the ground. And whoever could act would act in it. And whoever could grip would grip in it. Whoever could pull cords would pull cords in it. Like, whoever was just there doing shit, that's what
you just had to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
You just had to show up.
That's all you need. That's all you need in a trauma movie. You just got to show up.
And it's gotta you just be have ready. To not have a job and be able to show up for 3 weeks, and you are good.
And if you're a chick and you're down to show some tits, then you're good. In. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or if you're a dude and you're down to fucking do some grunt work, then you're in. Like, that's kind of how trauma has worked this whole time. And they've worked very well. They had a fucking Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah. That's insane.
This movie's based on a
not only an R-rated movie, like, but like a borderline
crazy
R-rated. First of all, a super low budget cult R-rated movie that is borderline NC-17.
Oh yeah, for sure. They're shooting kids. They're running over kids' heads. They're shooting dogs. They're pointing guns at babies.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they're smashing faces in.
And he fucking he finagled a fucking ripping off arms. Yeah, it's pretty great, actually. Lloyd Kaufman is pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, hats off to Troma.
Yeah, fuck yeah, man. And they're still Tromeo and Juliet's one of my favorite movies. And that's the James Gunn movie. He wrote it. He co-wrote it.
That's right. Yeah,
Sean Gunn is in it. So anyway,
we talk about the ending. The mayor and everyone shows up. They're gonna kill him, and then all the kids show up, and the hero cop or whatever is like, no, we can't kill him. And then the mayor's like, fuck this, I'm gonna kill him. Shoots at him, and then he rips the Toxic Avenger rips the mayor's guts out, and everyone's like, hooray, the crisis mayor, over.
The mayor has been disemboweled.
It's like, wait,
just like we wanted.
Wait,
him.
What? Why are all of these... So you're in the National Guard. It's 1984. You're in the National Guard. They're like, we have a situation in Tromaville, New Jersey. You got to get over there right now. There's a monster killing people. And you show up with your tank. And then you see the monster rip the mayor's guts out. And you're like, cool.
Cool, yeah. Done.
Done. I'm out. Back. Time to go back to fucking Newark and... I don't know, go back to my work at the pier or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, that's a great movie thing that they do, which is when there's like a coup.
Yeah.
And then you're
like... Everyone's just like, yeah.
We as an audience were ready for the coup, so the coup happens, and we're like, oh, cool, the coup is happening.
Yeah, yeah.
But everybody there is
the cool rebels are winning.
Yeah. Everybody there is just like, no, I'm like a security guard. Like,
yeah.
I'm supposed to stop this from happening. And yeah, it's true. It was just a tank. They should have stopped the fucking Toxic Avenger from disemboweling the mayor.
This was my biggest problem with the movie. I was like, this ending is, one makes no sense. This is the only problem in this otherwise perfectly acted, written, perfectly executed movie. The ending makes no sense.
You know what? I would love to have just the audio of the guy that recorded the voice.
Oh.
For him.
That dude,
to
yeah.
To just be like, here I am.
It's okay, Anne. Yeah. Or Julie? What, yeah, what the fuck was her name?
It's
Sarah.
It's okay, yeah. Sarah.
It's okay, Sarah. I'm just a normal person.
Looks like it's perfect temperature for baking. Yeah, just like random fucking shit in a bathroom that he recorded. It's so bad.
It's real bad.
Yeah. This movie also spawned like 5 fucking sequels.
Yeah. And as we said, a cartoon series.
Yeah. Part 2, he goes to Japan, which we have playing on right now.
Yeah, it looks amazing. I can't wait to watch it. Yeah.
Then after that is Last Temptation of Toxie, which he fights the devil.
Yep, pretty great.
And then after that is Citizen Toxie, which he fights the
evil twin, right?
Yeah. It's like his evil twin version of himself.
Yeah, it's the Superman 4 thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then there were some other ones.
and then the cartoon, and then there's a reboot that they've been talking about for a while now.
Oh yeah, that's right. They were supposed to do a reboot, really, which would be bad.
Yeah. It's going to be real. I hope it's really bad.
No, I mean, it will be bad, but not in a good way.
I hope it's a guy's...
I don't think it's possible for them to do a
full-on...
Because either they're going to try and make it good, which will be bad.
Which you can't do that.
You can't make it good. Or they'll try and make it bad, which then if you try and make it bad, you lose...
Well, you could do like the Puppet Master one, where it was like John Lennon and like... Or what's his name from Reno 911?
Oh, the guy with the short shorts?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Thomas Lennon, sorry.
Thomas, okay.
Well, you can do like that, like the Puppet Master movie, the Puppet Master Last Reich one, where it was like Thomas Lennon.
Yeah, the one that was written by the guy that did Bone Tomahawk
and
stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. There was just like crazy over the top and ridiculous and straight to video.
But I feel like there's so few people that are capable of pulling that off. Yeah.
So
maybe bring back James Gunn.
Yeah, bring back James Gunn. Yeah, James Gunn to do a draft of it. He's got some shit going on, but he'll do it.
It's like 3 years before they do Guardians
3.
He'll
do whatever. He's done. Yeah. So anyway, this movie is fucking great.
Wait, he's doing Suicide Squad 2, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Don't do Suicide Squad 2, man.
That shit's like halfway done, except for the pandemic stopped everything. So.
But also...
There's no new stuff. Just in case you guys didn't know, there's no new stuff coming out for like...
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
7 months.
It's going to be a while, yeah.
No new shit. No new shit,
No
guys.
New shit, yeah. It's fine. There's so much good old shit, like Toxic Avenger.
Yeah, go watch Toxic Avenger. It's really fun.
If you haven't watched it in 25 years like I hadn't, it's even better than you remember.
Yeah, the effects are just fucking great.
It's really good. Smushing faces. He smashes so many faces
in. Smushing so many heads and faces.
He smashes so many faces in.
Kids' heads, babies' heads. Dogs' heads.
Dogs,
like,
everything.
Whatever,
all heads get smashed in.
Yeah.
As is the way.
So anyway, happy Earth Day, everybody.
Happy Earth Day.
Remember not to pollute.
Don't pollute, because you might create a great hero that's going to save everybody and be amazing, but also sometimes kill little people.
Or you might also create a shitty hero, which is Captain Planet, who's a garbage person, and he sucks, and everything he says is stupid, the worst fucking pun that you can think of.
Yeah, but he also had the power of heart.
No, the little fucking South American boy had the power.
Yeah, but
of heart.
He gave it to Captain Planet.
Yeah, that's true.
They all did.
They just said it like last minute.
Captain Planet was not a good cartoon.
Earth, wind, fire,
heart.
Heart.
Some fucking,
get a fucking monkey.
Fucking
fuck that kid.
Gay shit.
Stupid garbage shit is what that is. All right.
So
let's we can agree though. We are 100% Toxic Avenger team.
Oh yeah.
Team Toxic
this
Avenger.
This movie was fucking great.
Fuck Captain Planet.
Oh, yeah. This movie's way better than any Captain Planet episode.
For sure. Oh, my God.
100%.
Yes.
Captain Planet, first of all, never smash faces.
Never smash faces.
Never smash pussy.
No. Which, the fucking Toxic Avenger smashes a lot of pussy.
It's just a lot of pussy.
Again, I put on the second one. He smashed
smashing
like 14
pussy,
Japanese girls.
Yeah.
And it's all we ever wanted.
Yeah.
Jack, he's living my life, and he's a deformed guy.
Yeah. How does he get more pussy than we do?
Jesus. He got out of New Jersey. He's in Japan now, smashing it up over there.
Ugh. That fucking guy.
Damn it.
He's a hero to us all. So, that is the end of the movie, but that's not the end of the podcast, because we got to talk about, as much as we love it, we got to talk about how we fix it. I mean, one thing is we could go to Japan and smash a bunch of Japanese pussy.
Part two fix that shit. Because, yeah, that's exactly what I thought of. I feel like Toxic Avenger actually hit pretty good in Japan, and they were like, let's just go there.
Yeah.
And Lloyd Kaufman was just smashing it over there.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
This, I mean, that's what they're doing now. So anyway, Toxic Avenger smashing.
Also, the costume somehow gets worse.
Yeah.
But they don't care.
The production value keeps getting worse as the movies progress.
Which is insane. But
it is insane.
I think that's actually fairly common.
It is, actually. Yeah. When they come to, like, crazy over-the-top movies, like, John Waters movies and stuff like that, yeah, it's like, everyone you secure all the funding for the first one, yeah. And then after that, people don't want to fund you anymore because they know you're a crazy person.
Yeah.
This is what this is. Yeah, exactly. All right, so
how do you fix this perfect, insane, terrible movie that's actually bad but amazing?
You make it a Fast and the Furious movie.
I mean, that's basically what Fast and the Furious did, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Is they made one bad movie and they were like, let's double down.
Let's keep fucking...
Let's get crazier and crazier every single time. What if now they have jetpacks and save babies and also... What if
we add $80 million to this?
Yeah. What if they're now Spider-Maning cars across cliffs...
With their bare hands.
And fighting submarines and catching cars in their hands and fighting Idris Elba, who has fucking RoboCop Superman powers now?
And they're like, hey, what about that girl that died 4 movies ago? Well, she died. Nah, let's just bring her back. Yeah,
no, we like her.
Well, what about the guy? He died 4 movies ago.
Yeah, he's back now,
bring
too.
Bring that fucking dude back, too. Yeah. How do we explain that? Because fucking $80 million is
how. That's right.
Yeah.
Because fuck you.
Yeah, because fuck you is how. Exactly. You know, no, I think the Fast and Furious franchise already fixes
it. They kind of have. So the next Toxic Avenger 1/reboot that we're doing.
So it turns out
it's that now Vin Diesel is the Toxic Avenger.
In the 2000s is not about toxic waste. It's about fast cars.
That's true. But also still toxic waste, because pollution's still a very big thing. There was that little girl that gave a speech that now we don't care about because Corona's killing everyone.
Yeah.
But there was that little girl that gave a speech. So, you know, environment. So the new Toxic Avenger is Vin Diesel, who has to drive a very fast car that runs on electricity, I'm guessing. It's a Tesla now.
Can he still be a nerd? And can he drive that car into a toxic dump?
Obviously, we're going to have Vin Diesel, the nerd Vin Diesel.
Oh, my God. Who's the nerd Vin Diesel?
Just Vin Diesel with glasses.
Can it be like a, like, can we CGI, I mean, we could see, a skinny
we could
body?
We could do like Captain America.
Like Captain America, yeah, right? When you make him could. A skinny body. Yeah.
But it's still Vin Diesel. But it's his head also, still huge, fat head Vin Diesel.
Everybody's like, we're not buying it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, we're buying
it. Yeah, we're buying it.
Yeah.
And with the glasses.
Oh, yeah, we put glasses on.
And,
but because, still, you know, nerd.
Yeah, exactly. It's still, I am Vin Diesel. Oh, mop guy, though. I'm mop. I don't have mops. I have family.
That's all he does. And, he's got family. No mops.
Because the mops are his family.
Exactly.
You see, because once you're in Vin Diesel's circle, it's not just friends.
It's family.
It's family.
Unless you're The Rock, and then fuck you, fuck
you. And then fuck you, you fucking piece of shit.
Fuck you, you fucking garbage person that's way more popular than
I am. Yeah.
And then people like way more than me.
That's true.
But I'm Vin Diesel, so
I'm Vin Diesel, so fuck you. But then we get a multicultural crew. But this time, instead of like the Fast and Furious, where most of them are dudes, but occasionally you have Michelle Rodriguez, now they're all bimbos.
Yeah, obviously.
But of different ethnicities, because we're trying to appeal to all quadrants.
By different ethnicities, you mean there's an Irish one, an Italian one, and just a white one.
I mean, yeah. Obviously. Those are different ethnicities, Francisco.
Correct. You're correct.
No, obviously, we want a Puerto Rican. We want a black chick.
There's
we want
no
an Asian
way there's
chick.
A black chick in
there's
Puerto
definitely
Rican.
A black chick with giant fake tits.
If this is the Rock one, yes. If this is the Vin Diesel one,
this Vin Diesel one, man. All right, come on. We're going. Vin Diesel, first of all, no one knows what Vin Diesel is.
No, that's true.
Is he Italian? Is he Mexican? Is he Puerto Rican?
No.
Is he Spanish? Yeah, I don't know.
Diesel's not a last name.
is he part car? Is he a Decepticon?
Yeah, I
was. Did Megatron fuck a lady, and that's how we got Vin Diesel?
Yeah, exactly. I think his real name is like Vincent Delabadilichacho.
That's right.
So we have no idea what he is.
We have no idea what Vin Diesel is.
Is he Greek? Is he Italian?
Nobody knows.
Is he Hispanic?
He might be Egyptian.
Nobody
Samoan.
Knows.
Samoan. Who the fuck knows?
He's been alive for ages. Though.
Yeah.
That's what
Vin Diesel is an immortal person.
Yeah, he has. He just figured out.
If you go back into the Dead Sea Scrolls, they talk about Vin Diesel traveling with Jesus.
Yeah. He just figured out that if you make a stupid name,
yeah,
yeah, you don't have to follow up on where he came from. Or
but I still really like the idea that maybe Megatron fucked a lady.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just my own fetish. But also Megatron fucking a lady. Also,
it's weird that he went with like Diesel. It's just like
it shouldn't have been gunpowder because Megatron was a gun.
Yeah, it's true. Megatron should have gone.
Maybe it wasn't Megatron. Maybe it was Optimus.
He's a good guy. No, Vin Diesel's not.
You don't think Vin Diesel's a good guy? He saves a lot of people's lives.
Iron Giant. That's kind of.
Oh, he's a good guy. Well, I mean, Pitch Black is kind of questionable.
Yeah.
And Fast and Furious, he does start out as a criminal and
on camera
a murderer.
On camera, Fast and Furious is a good guy. Behind camera, Fast and Furious not a good guy.
All right, so maybe I don't know, Starscream.
All right. I can
Soundwave.
So you're talking some Starscream. So anyway, Toxic Avengers, Starscream now. I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
I'm just saying Vin Diesel, probably the son of a Decepticon.
Yeah.
But he's the Toxic Avenger now. And everyone else in the movie, and he's also now, he transforms into the car to run over kids.
Sure.
Because he's also now the villain. So
the car version of him.
We just get two Vin Diesels.
Yes.
One is the Toxic Avenger, one is the bad guys, everyone else is hot chicks. Top off.
Topless hot chicks.
All the time.
80s topless hot chicks, yes.
All the time. No tops.
So is the car Vin Diesel the good guy or the car Vin Diesel is the bad guy?
He's the bad guy in this one. The good Vin Diesel is the mutant freak.
Is it like a kit type of deal where like the dog?
Yeah,
cars?
he's like a the car
I'm
from Stephen King.
I'm on board with this. Yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, it wasn't Stephen King. Christina's King.
Christina was here. You're right.
Yeah. All right. So when he's just a car, he's a bad guy. When he's Vin Diesel, he's a good guy.
That's right.
He's like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but with cars.
Oh.
I feel like we fixed every movie ever made.
We fixed every movie.
Jesus Christ.
Now all movies are just Vin Diesel, but also a car.
Vin Diesel good. Vin Diesel car bad guy.
Car bad. Topless chicks everywhere.
All right. Perfect. We fixed all movies.
We fixed a cinema forever.
Thank you for listening to this very special episode.
Yeah, we'll be back next week for sure, either with a special edition or back to the countdown. Either way, we're going to be coming to you all throughout whatever happens in the future.
Yeah, the quarantine's time.
The quarantine times.
We're here in the quarantine times.
We're here to give you some entertainment. I don't know, do you want to do recommendations?
Yeah, all right. So, Sergeant Kabuki Man, which is a 1989 movie from Troma that they made, is fucking great. Go back and watch Sergeant Kabuki Man. Sergeant Kabuki Man is about this cop. It gets somebody's killing these kabuki theater actors, and this girl kisses him and gives him the power to be a kabuki person.
That's
and he's
good.
A cop, and then he uses the power to do like killer sushi and like super hot chopsticks. It is so racist and ridiculous that I fucking love it.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
I'll recommend this movie for sure, as well as the sequels.
Yeah.
Toxic Avenger is great. I guess if I'm going to recommend anything else, I'll recommend Kindle Unlimited. You can read a lot of good books on Kindle Unlimited.
Yeah, do that. That's a thing.
You know, you got a lot of time on your hands now because of the corona and the quarantine and everything. Check out... Dangerous to Know You and Tooth and Claw. I read those recently. They're pretty good.
Cool.
Kindle Unlimited, though. You get a lot of free books.
All right. Give us some free Kindle Unlimited shit.
Yeah. Give us some stuff, Amazon.
Yeah.
All right. So until next week, though, I'm E.G. Sites.
I'm Francisco Landy.
Wishing you a good night and a good journey.
We love you.